Pulp Spear by Joel Peter Carm and Jim Morrison.
Admittedly, I has to say it, he who toys with flame shall suffer in pain.
Pardon?
One does not giveth another lord's lady a massage.
Now don't bethink that gent loseth his temper or rub of fingers.
Certes, but he hast lain his hands on another man's jointress.
Tush, thou lack'st reason if thou believeth a massage to resemble the amorous rite. A caress of fingers hath no resemblance. I knoweth, sir.
Thou knoweth? Has thou issued a platonic caress?
Thou speak to an expert, sir.
Has thou caressed tenderly a gentleman?
I bite my thumb at thee.
Could thou perhaps rub at mine shoulders?
Oh no.
Good morrow! How now, gentlemen?
We are well.
It appears I hast interrupted the three of you partaking in...
breakfast.
Aye, fit for thy body as well as thy spirit. Quite digestious, but I've not been overcome with pangs of hunger. Now, to business. Thy offerings for my associate.
The container in the corner.
Vincentio, are the contents joyous?
Beyond troth, Julius.
My most humble apologies for mine failures. Our intentions were pure, however... Look out! Robin...
It was not my intention to interrupt. That was speaking of pure intentions. Since thou hast completed thy thoughts, allow me now to offer a retort. Whither was thee born, knave?
Pardon?
I've no recollection of a villain named Pardon. Doth villagers speak of English in Pardon?
Pardon?
Doth thou... speaketh English.
Aye!
And my words are not wasted on thee! Thou hast disrespected him! Thou hast disrespected me!
What of the remaining gent?
Oh, Vincentio! This is Marvino, our ally.
Pleasure.
Indeed.
Now, may we depart. Take a cover!
How?
Now, may we depart?
How exactly dost one overlook a marksman in the shadows, Marvino?
We should have perished.
Good fortune.
That was not mere fortune. Intervention, perhaps.
Intervention? A fool with a firearm is still a fool.
Thou chooses to play blind, but I have seen the message of God.
Marvino, hast thou an opinion?
Only that thou kindly not point thy weapon in my visage.
You jest. Dost thou believe God taketh a moment to interfere?
Whoa! What hast thou done?
It appears I have shot Marvino.
Shot Marvino? For what purpose?
Purpose? Calm thyself. 'Twas an accident. Surely you hitteth a bump in the road.
Do not censure me for thy own mishaps as he expires at our wagon in daylight.
I am aware of the circumstances. I was not thinking.
Well, it is my suggestion that one bethinks how the methods to which our fates are spared the gallows should we be discovered!
What art thou scheming?
An ally nearby. If it be true that gents of aid, we may be spared. Yeah!
This is the residence?
Aye. James have been a most trustworthy friend for ages.
A word unbefitting of our partnership.
James! 'Tis a pleasure to be graced by thy presence one more time. I have no greater wish than to regale thee with tales of adventure, but I must ask of a favor. Have you any ale?
Come.
It doth feel as though ages has passed since we last met.
What dastardly act hath led thee to my sanctuary yet again?
James, I
hath no need for banter or lies. What I do hath a need for is insight as to the dead serf in my garden. Was thou led to believe I operate a dead serf garden?
I was not.
Alas, here I stand with a dead serf in my garden.
Your acquaintance appears to need a gentle massaging caress.
Shut thy that from which thou speak.
I trust my assistance will help thee leave my sight.
Indeed.
Let us make haste before my next visitor be a parish constable. I shall gather sheets and robes. Moveth the man, washeth the mess, and layeth the sheets to conceal the blood.
I find thy demeanor rude.
I hath not a need to offer politeness. I am tasked to repair thy errors. If I am curt, 'tis because time is of the essence. So if thou hath an appetite for survival, it is best suggested thou make haste.
Not lacking valor, indeed, an adequate task complete. Now go away.
This day hath truly been my greatest embarrassment. I stand here, broken and humiliated.
Wouldst thou feel happier with a gentle, caressing massage?
I bite my thumb at thee.